Welcome to Comedians with Ghost Stories. I'm your host, writer, and comedian, Emily Winter, and every week I bring you a performer with a very spooky story that happened to them. If you like this podcast, please rate and review it and tell your friends and, you know, your enemies if they're into this kind of stuff and you need an excuse to patch things up, who knows. You can also support this podcast by buying my book. It's a trivia book called One Day Smarter and it's perfect for the holidays. You can also always Venmo me directly at Emily-Winter, again that's Emily-Winter, on Venmo. And I appreciate whatever you can give. Anyway, I hope you enjoy this episode and have a lovely week. Today on the podcast, I'm super excited to have Megan Getz. Megan, thank you so much for doing the pod.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited.
Well, I am so excited because you are also a fan of the paranormal and you have your own podcast called Real Chills. And so it's really cool to have somebody just as excited as me about all of this stuff. And you actually do have your own ghost story and I'm so excited to hear it. So I know you're in Philly, but where does your ghost story take place?
It takes place about 2 hours outside of Philadelphia in the Poconos,
okay.
East Carlsberg area. Yeah.
Is that where you're from?
That is. Yep.
Okay, cool. Did you grow up in a haunted house?
I did. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I'm so excited. That's gotta be so scary. Tell me everything.
I would love to. And I love telling these stories because I feel like most haunted houses are like really bad vibes, but every time I tell this, we like cohabitate with whatever is there so well that like I feel like my whole thing is you don't have to be that scared. Like be careful, but you don't have to be that scared. They're pretty okay sometimes.
Makes me so I had to sleep on the couch last night because my husband had to get up at like 5 a.m. today and I went to bed late. And so I was like, I'm just gonna stay here on the couch. And then I kept hearing like weird house noises. Mm. And I was like, it's a ghost. And then I was like, okay, well maybe it's a nice ghost. And it's like, oops, 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 just getting some water.
So anyway. Trying to tiptoe through, yeah.
tell me about this happy haunting.
Great. So I have three stories. The first one is more my mom's story, but I'm a baby in it, so it counts. I was there. So a little background, I live in the Poconos. My house was built in the 1700s. So it's pre-Revolutionary War. It was used for many things. It was used as a fort, like a makeshift fort. It was a summer camp for kids. So like some of our closets have like random kid names drawn on, which is really spooky.
Oh my gosh.
I know. And it also, there used to be a train that ran through. So it used to be where people would stay overnight while traveling by train. So it has like a really rich, fun history. And even though my mom wants to say that ghosts aren't real, she's kept it very similar to how the house was originally built. And I think despite what she says, it's because she wants to respect the ghost's wishes. Honestly, it's very traditional. And this first story is her least favorite because it's probably the scariest. So I'm a twin, which creeps people out, but I don't think it's that creepy, which inherently makes this way scarier to some people. But I was probably about 3 or 4 years old. And in the middle of the night, my mom heard me crying on the baby monitor. So she comes in and she's like, oh, like what's wrong? And I just start saying, man, man. And she's like, man, like, what do you mean, man? Like, what did he do? And I wasn't really talking a lot yet. So I took her hand and I just rubbed her hand on my face in like a petting way. And I was like, cold.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I was like, cold. And she's like, man, like, where's the man? And then I pointed behind her. And then she just scooped me and my sister up and ran into her room.
And like, nope.
Yeah, she's really tough. They still live in this house. It did not, you know, bother her at all. But my dad did check the entire house for a man because it seemed so real and they didn't find anything.
That's so scary. And I don't know if any of your other stories have to deal with that, but like, was there anything found out later as to like who that man might be or like, what's up with that?
So we don't know for sure. My mom has a strict no Ouija board rules, so we're not really making a lot of contact, but we believe it might be the person who built the house. His name was Manny Gonzalez, which is a good name, but I wish it wasn't Manny because it sounds so fake, right? The man was Manny, and I
Yeah, his name
swear.
was Manny. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's hard to tell the story. So we think it's Manny. And sometimes, like, we'll even talk to him. Like, if things go missing, we'll be like, come on, like, I'm trying to get out of here, put my keys back. And then they'll be on the table you checked.
Whoa, that's huge.
So that's who we think it is. So, like, when I say we have like this really cool, like, agreement, it feels like we went and we visited his like grave site. And I feel like our family just formed a really close connection with him. And, you know,
Is
my
his
mom,
gravesite like on the property, or is it?
no, it's like a 15-minute drive away.
So you had to do work. Yeah.
Yeah. We were little. That's the thing. That's why I always go back. Like, it's really weird that my mom insists she doesn't believe in any of this because she was taking us to his grave and,
Right.
you know, everything is the same. Like, all of our like wood floors are like really big and the handles on our doors are like iron. None of our doors shut because they're all warped from time. And
Right.
so recently she said she had a dream and the house looked like it would have, what she assumes it would have, like in the time period it was built. And she said there was like a group of people there and she saw me get too excited. I was like, did you talk to them? And she's like, no. I was like, no, you have to tell me the rest of that story. But she's like, I don't remember. So I think
And she
there's
didn't
more
want you
to
to get like too into it or something.
it. I think she knew I would tell it on the podcast
Right.
immediately.
Right,
She was like, she's like, you need to stop talking about it because I want people to visit. And I'm like, if anything, I think I'm convincing more people to visit.
absolutely. Oh my gosh. Yeah. I want to go to
Yeah.
my friends' haunted houses for sure. That's amazing. Okay. So Manny touched you, but your sister was left untouched.
Yeah. And I, you know, it's weird because she's really not into this. Like, she's
Okay.
another one. It so there's four siblings, two sets of twins. That's a whole nother
Whoa.
story for another podcast. I don't know. But me and my brothers have seen stuff. We swear by it, and my dad's really about it. And then my mom and my sister are both like, no, thank you. Even though I know my sister has stories too. She's just
So interesting. It's so fascinating how badly people want to. I mean, there's plenty of us who just want to believe as badly that everything is a ghost, but there's so many people that just will not. They will not entertain it. And it's like, it's wild, the like passion with which they will not entertain it, you know?
Yeah. And I do think that you can close yourself off. And I do think that's probably what happened with my sister. Like, she's so serious. And she was like, no, don't bother me. Don't talk to me. And they're like, all right, I'm not gonna talk to her. She doesn't like me.
I'm gonna go play with the fun one. So what else happened?
Yeah.
Excited.
Okay. So this one is the one where I feel the most crazy telling it. And it's okay, listeners, anybody out, if you don't believe me, I understand. But I know in my heart of hearts this happened. It was the middle of the night again, which some people have speculated maybe because that fear hasn't registered. Like, you don't have your radar up yet, but it was the middle of the night. I was probably like 7 or 8, pretty young. And I remember I was laying on my side and I woke up, and when I opened my eyes, there was like, it wasn't the shape of a human, but I could just see mist like on the side of my bed, like a lot of it, probably body size, but a
Was not
blob, not
human shaped.
a. And I wasn't scared. I didn't like lock up or anything. I, like a little creep, I smiled and I reached out my hand and I touched the mist, and I felt something, like it was tingly. It kind of felt like wet, but then like the water didn't stay on your hand. Like, it was like, I like electricity, I guess, you know, like it was
Wow.
tingly and cold, but it didn't stay wet on your hand.
Yeah.
And then I just after a while, it kind of dissipated, and I just went right back to sleep.
Oh my gosh. So what do you make of this story? Like, what do you think that was?
I think it was Manny, and I do think he didn't want us to be afraid of him in the house. And I just feel like I've had a connection to the house and to him also. So I think he was saying hi. I think he was like, "Hey, I'm here. Like, you don't have to be afraid. Like, it's okay."
Isn't it so wild how so many like ghost stories, like you, it's like they imbue you with a feeling more than a visual representation or something, and like often it's not a negative feeling. It's like totally fine. It's like it's almost like
Yeah.
he's like telling you like just with a feeling, like don't be afraid.
Yeah. I feel like he intentionally, because I don't know how ghosts work. I don't think any of us do. So I don't know how much control he has over this, but I feel like there is sort of an intention coming late at night or when your guard isn't up. So you're not, because the other story, I was awake and I did sort of panic a little bit. I was
Right.
like, "Oh gosh, this is scary." But I do that's the other thing. I feel like everyone that I talk to on the podcast or even myself, we always say we want to see stuff, but then when shit gets real, we're like, "Oh, sorry. Can we curse on this? I don't know." Okay. But then when shit gets real, we're like, "Never mind. I'm good
Yeah.
not knowing. It's
I am the
okay."
exact same way.
Yeah.
Like if I'm alone in the middle of the night, I'm like, nope. And then if I'm like with my husband or it's the day, I'm like, okay, I'm fine. Yeah, let's do it. Yeah.
Yeah, I had one guest who was talking about going to Gettysburg and all day, just spending all day trying to take pictures of ghosts. And then when she went to sleep, she saw one in her hotel room. And instead of like trying to take a picture or get a recording, she locked herself in the bathroom. I was like, "What the heck? You spent all day."
God, I totally get it. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
What a great story. Oh man. So Manny has now at this point visited you at least twice in your life by the time you're a kid. And then did you see him ever again? Or feel him or
Yeah, so I mean, I feel like there is a vibe in the house. So like when you're talking about like creaking of houses and stuff, my house is very old and the pipes are crazy because they were installed after the house was built, obviously. So, but there's something to like, you know the difference. Like you can get a sense of like, "Oh, that's a pipe," versus, "Oh, that sounds like people walking around downstairs." It's very interesting. And I feel like I've had a lot of those where there's this one area where no one wants to be. It's like our one living room where like you just see things moving in the corner of your
Out of the
eye.
corner of your eye. Amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I have like one more pretty big story. And this is when I was older. I was in college when this happened. Pretty much I was home from college and my sleep schedule was all messed up. So everyone was already in bed. It was like probably past 3 p.m. at this point. And I know I wasn't watching scary stuff because I can't,
That late at night.
after like midnight, I'm like, "No, it's Comedy Central from here on out," just like blasting those ads and whatever else. So I was watching TV. And the way our living room works is when you're laying on the couch, you're actually facing looking into the dining room.
Okay.
And then you would like turn to your left to like watch TV or
Watch screen.
whatever. Yeah. And it was my little brother's birthday. And the only thing that was left was like one floating birthday balloon. And so it's a commercial or something. And for whatever reason, I just look at this balloon. And as I start looking at it just slowly starts turning. No like air conditioning, no windows open. It just slowly starts turning. And it turns for a good while. And eventually I'm like, no, thank you. Please don't do that.
Great.
And it stops. It turns back to the position it was originally in and stops moving.
Oh, that is so scary.
Yeah. Right?
My mother-in-law just sent me a pendulum, and I'm like, okay, if it's starting to go one way, I'm like, all right, well, that's just some science I don't understand. But then when it stops and goes
Right.
the other way, I'm like, okay, now I just, this is now blowing my mind. Oh my gosh.
Right?
Yes, that's insane.
Yeah.
So you were like, and I feel crazy.
Yeah. Well, that kind of like empowered me because I was like, oh, like I told it to stop and it listened. Like it didn't just keep
Not
going.
only listen, it put its stuff, it put it, it cleaned up after
Yeah,
itself.
it was like, my bad. All right, I'll get out of here.
Wild. So, like, what do you want to do? I mean, don't you, like, so there's a strict no Ouija board policy, but like, have you ever, especially because your family's experienced things too, like, have you ever brought a medium into the house or anything like that?
No, my mom is very,
Anti
very
all of
serious.
it.
Yeah, I don't think she would let. I mean, if I had a friend that was a medium, I need to make a friend, like friends with a psychic, so I can just be like, what? It's just a friend. I'm not
Right.
I'm not doing anything. Yeah, but no, we haven't. I think my mom is afraid that if we opened the door that much, that we don't know how much will come through. Because
Right.
right now it's like one ghost that definitely freaks people out. Like this has scared my friends before. But
What did he do to your friends, like passing through in that living room?
so they're like they it was of course a party. So they after we were in college, it wasn't like underage drink or anything. But she had to go to a separate part of the house to get like a beer or something. And as she was like walking back from grabbing it, like it was pretty dark. She heard someone whisper her name. It's like Melissa. And then she ran away. Yeah.
Scary. Oh, that one's so scary. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. No one likes that. Our community, I tell this story a lot. I'm sorry, but our community is kind of scared of our house. Like one of my favorite stories is on Halloween, a little kid, so we decorate and go crazy. He got his candy and he whispered to his mom, I thought it was scarier before the decorations. I don't know. I just
So
love that.
apparently, like, people know.
Yeah. It's got a creepy vibe to it for sure.
My gosh. Do you like going back or not really?
I love going back, but that's because my mom is like, it is really comfy and cozy. And, you know, after living in a city for a couple of years, it is nice to, and I'm not scared. Like, yeah, in the moment, I might just be like, no, thank you, or whatever. But genuinely, like, nothing has ever happened to make me feel like I should be concerned. Like, things have happened, but nothing where I've, or any of my family really have felt threatened.
So this is my question about nice ghosts. Do you think nice ghosts have like unfinished business, or is there just like residual energy, but their actual spirit has moved on? Or like, because I just feel bad for a ghost who's like
Is
perpetually meant to
nice.
like turn doorknobs and, you know, flashlights, even if they don't have unfinished business, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I'm making a lot of assumptions because I don't know like Manny's life, but I do know the house is really nice and it sits on a lake, and you know we don't really know what the other side is, but sometimes maybe the house he built after working so hard is his little piece of heaven. I know that's kind of cheesy. That's really cheesy. But like maybe, and again, this is all assumptions. Like I hope I'm not like rewriting a story and he's just like an angry ghost that's not very strong or something. And I'm like, oh, he just like, but I know like we feel a connection. Like I know my mom probably will stay in that house. If she's not, she's so sturdy, she'll never die. But sorry if that's too dark. But there's like a coziness. Like I feel like it's not a bad place to stay. It might not be, you know, better, bigger and better things like on the other side, but it's not a bad place to be.
Right. If you're stuck somewhere for eternity, you're like, this is pretty nice.
Yeah.
I just hope they don't experience time the way we do. Because,
Oh yeah.
I mean, if I just like the one cool thing about dying is that you don't have to be awake from the hours of like 3 to 4:30 p.m., which for me are like, I take an emotional dip, I take an energy dip. Like,
Oh,
and I'm just
yeah.
like, man, when I'm dead, it'll be so great to not have a 3 to 4 p.m. every day.
I feel that. I don't know. I don't know what, like, it's not, the other thing is like the hauntings aren't like every week or anything. So I don't know how to explain it. And it really does feel like the more I try, like I'll do like camera video talking and things like that. Nothing really happens, which is so frustrating to me. But then like it'll be the middle of the night, or me and my little brother will be watching TV, and then all of a sudden our technology just stops working. Like things just start going haywire. And one time that happened, and my sister's husband was there, and he's like a really big scaredy cat. So we had to be like, oh yeah, Bobby was just messing around. That wasn't spooky at all. It's totally fine.
That's so funny. So you had to pretend it wasn't Manny when you were like, I know you're just playing with me, Manny. Amazing. Oh, so do you have any other stories, sorry, from like your family or your you said your brothers believe?
So one of the ones that I think might be like an echo, which is really interesting. So there was a train like a long, long time ago, and then the tracks got covered up. It stopped being, obviously, a house was built where the tracks basically, well, the tracks ran along the house because we still find like nails and stuff. And when my grand, so it's been in our house since my, in our family since my grandparents. And they would have friends stay. And even though the train had been long gone at this point, they'd wake up in like the next day and they'd be like, is there a train nearby? Like we keep hearing train noises.
Oh my God, I love that. I love that.
I do too, because it makes me so, I don't think that can't be a ghost. That has to be something. Something is sticking.
Yeah, like when I'm talking about like is time the same? Like I think not. I think time, like a human construct, and once you're past this like human realm, then you can maybe experience it in a different way. But yes, it's like something's imprinted there. That's so cool.
I've never had that experience. So weird. And I do know, like, there's a rumor that someone died in our house, and it's hard to tell because as much as my mom is anti all of this, my dad is a giant kid that likes to make us scared, and you can never really truly know if his story is being embellished or
Okay,
not. So he
got
would
it.
always, kiss us goodnight and be like, oh, by the way, a man hung himself right above your guys's head. Be like, okay,
Unbelievable.
good night, Dad. Thank you for that. Also, sorry, trigger warning if that, I know that came out of nowhere, but
Oh, that's very kind of you. I kind of feel like if you're signing up for this, we're gonna talk about death.
there's gonna be stuff
There's
like
gonna be
that.
some death, yeah, and some sad death ways of going, yeah.
And I don't know the name of this person, and for the longest time, because my mom was always like, that's not true. Like, just shut it down in a way where I was like, okay, dad's just trying to scare us. Obviously, he's evil. And then as I got older, like probably like a couple years ago, I was talking about the story and I was like, yeah, dad made it up. And he's like, no, I didn't. Like, he just had enough. He's like, when your grandparents moved in here, there's no like official record, but all of the townspeople told them that a guy hung himself up there.
Oh my God.
And then I was like, mom? And she was like, oh, but it was just people talking. And I'm like, what am I to believe in this house? What are
Oh
you doing? So I don't know. I don't know. That's what's kind of tough with a house that's this old, is it's hard to like Google and try to figure out like what actually is going on.
it's also hard because I'm sure it was full of like amazing times and weird times and some sad times. Like it's a house that old is just gonna have that kind of stuff. And I don't know why one thing sticks and one doesn't. Like why a horrible tragedy like that wouldn't have any like residue for you and would. It's like so hard to understand.
I think he just checks up on us. Like the one other, I have one more story that's
Oh.
not mine, it's my brother's. My one brother Bobby, is like a maintenance guy, basically. So he fixes up the house sometimes. And he was working. Our one room is decorated completely in New York Yankees
That's
fashion.
amazing.
So we call it the Yankee room, but it's very, my dad is very New York and it's very embarrassing.
Oh, well, I don't really. So, this bathroom that's behind me, sorry, listeners, you can't see it. That's our baseball bathroom, and it's me and my husband's stuff. So, it's White Sox, all White Sox and Yankees. So,
That's
we
awesome.
also have a Yankees room, but it's
A
Capital
Yankee
Sox.
room.
Yeah. A lot of navy and black. It does not look good in there, but we needed to both be represented.
I love it. And in the Yankee room, there's a waist up to the ceiling mirror. And so my brother was like leaning down, trying to fix something in the Yankee room, and he looked up in the mirror and saw like the half body of a man. And then he looked down and he forgot that he was alone. And then when he looked back up, it was gone. And I
Oh
think
my God.
I think Manny was just checking in. Like, what are you tweaking over there? What are you messing with?
Yeah. Oh my God. That's so scary. It's always those like half second like things where you're like, right? That's normal. Nope, that's not normal. And then it's like,
Happens? It's
yeah.
never like full blown, but it's always like, yeah, I saw something there for sure.
I love it. So it feels like, I mean, you know, 3 out of 5 house members of your family agree this place is haunted, and the other two kind of just don't want to talk about it.
And basically everyone who visits. So they're
Oh yeah.
outnumbered by a lot.
Oh my gosh. Shoot, and you have so many little instances. That's amazing.
Yeah, I really like it.
I would not be able to just be comfortable leaving it at that if it were my parents' house. I would always be like pushing it, like, Mom, I'm bringing over a team of local ghost hunters that don't charge any money, but they seem to have tape recorders. So, you know, like,
Oh,
I just,
yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. Oh, because it's so
I would
tempting.
love to do that. But she would be, if she had to move, I would be dead. I would be dead. I'd be moving in as a ghost because she would be so mad at me. Because that's like her one rule. She's like,
Don't wait.
don't wake it up.
Yeah.
Because it is, we don't know. Like one day my mom was gardening and she just found a sword in her garden. Just a tiny one, like a 12 inch tiny little, we think it's like a farm tool. 'Cause when we try to look up what its deal was, I posted on Sword Reddit. 'Cause I was desperate to know, like, is this the
Oh my.
cool? And they're like, ooh, that's weird. Like, it's not like fully one thing. I think maybe it's like a made by the per like, you know, just
Oh,
for
like
your
they,
farm or
like
whatever.
whoever made, like was there, made it.
Yeah. For whatever they were doing.
That's terrifying. I wonder if there's any bodies on your property.
No one has ever said that to me, and I've
Sorry.
never thought of that. No, don't apologize. That is a very good point. There probably has to be.
There has to be, right?
Yeah. My mom is gonna be so mad when I bring this up to her. I've never thought about that, but there definitely has to be.
I mean, somebody. And if
Yeah.
not, maybe your parents, you know, down the line in a million years can be the first one. Holy cow. I just feel like there's got to be bodies everywhere, but especially on super old haunted houses.
For sure.
By water, too. It's all too, yeah. Whew. Do you have any water-related incidents? Do they stick to the house?
So this, okay, there's a story that my other brothers, their names are Jimmy and Bobby. They sound, again, made up. But that's their names. There's the story that Jimmy tells that just doesn't make sense with like the quotation lore of our house, where we had like a shed, and then the other half of it was changed to kind of like a playhouse for kids. And he talks about looking out like from our porch to the playhouse and seeing a little girl's face in the window, and then all. Just because it was him and his friend Jonathan, and they just lose their mind. And that doesn't make sense because we don't really know any stories of little girls living there. But a medium did come to the lake and said there was a little girl spirit in the lake, and also like some sort of like native water spirit, which is weird because it's a man-made lake. But I was like, okay, lady, maybe. But there was a little girl, and apparently she's happy, she's having fun, and I was
Okay.
like, maybe it was her. But I don't know.
That's amazing. Yeah, it feels like bodies of water are really like, I don't know,
Oh yeah,
very
people get really creeped out. It's really when I tortured my, so it goes downhill. My dad told me scary stories. I would scare my little brothers to the point of like peeing their pants about the lake, and like I would just say like the campers are gonna crawl out and get like it would get really foggy. When the seasons change, and I'd be like, oh, this is the perfect night for the campers to crawl out and get you. And they would freak out. They would lose
what
their
are the
mind.
campers?
Oh, because it was a summer camp for a couple of
Oh,
years. And
right.
there's no stories associated with that. I don't know.
You just
Again, record keeping, like we find records like just shoved in places. So it wasn't well kept. So yeah, that was my favorite because I'd be like, little boys like your age are gonna come and take your place and stuff and just be
that's
evil.
so funny and evil.
Yeah, it was fun.
Oh, do they like still, are they still mad at you about it?
No, I think they think it's funny now. I think they try to scare me back, but they're not very good at it.
Right. It's
Can't beat
hard
the
also.
best.
Like you have
Yeah.
a paranormal podcast. How hard are you going to be to scare? Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be like, where? Show me. I want to see it right
Great.
now.
I need evidence right now.
Yeah.
Well, this has been amazing. And if you're ever having a party at Manny's house, let me know because I'm gonna go.
Okay.
My parents are out of town. I'll fly in from LA. I wanna visit this place. Megan, this was wonderful. Tell people where they can find you and everything that you do on the internet.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Thank you for having me. I had so much fun. You can find me on my Instagram. It's at Meg Gets Money. Gets is spelled like my last name, GOETZ. And also you can find Real Chills if you want to listen. And that's just at Real Chills Podcast.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Thank you for listening to Comedians with Ghost Stories. Hope to see you next week. I don't know. I'll have you come back next time.